I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. It's so great to have you. This is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream. Yes, yes, yes. What I love about the title of this show is it's always calling me up, right? Every time I say it out loud, it's like, okay, what is my dream? How am I going to dare to create it? How am I going to dare to live it out loud into the world? I would say right now the dream I have going on is mostly about speaking. I'm doing a lot more teaching, inspiring, speaking from stage, having people bring me into their already created programs, one-year programs and so forth, to start teaching their people either how to write a book, how to take that book to bestseller, or how to be interviewed, where the shows are, putting together the entire kit, strategy, technique. So it's a very exciting time for me because I'm speaking 60 minutes in some places. So just standing up and saying, hell yeah. I read something adorable this morning and I want to pass it on to you. I love animals. I have me a puppy named Shelby, as you know. And I'm sure you love animals too. I hope you do because they're the most amazing. And there was a bride and groom who recently got married and they decided that instead of the bridesmaids carrying bouquets while they walked down to get to the front of the wedding ceremony because they loved animals so much, each of the bridesmaids instead carried a puppy. And they were supporting the Humane Society. That just made my heart melt. I thought, what a brilliant, unique, out-of-the-box idea to help our four-leggeds. So maybe you need a puppy in your life, or you need to go support some kind of animal organization. I know I do. I've got, out of the three international bestsellers, I have one of my books. The proceeds goes to actually a global wildlife animal preservation for all the animals that are potentially going extinct, to really save our animals and give them a beautiful life. Well, a little bit later, I've got Lisa Thomas here. She is an inherited energy expert and she's an intuitive life coach. So I'm sure she's intuiting right now. Lisa is an energy expert who specializes in the inherited patterns shared to you through the generational bloodline, and she sees conscious and subconscious beliefs that sabotage your success and many other things, and the inherited patterns that complicate and prevent you from going to the next level. So guess what? How perfect for my Dare to Dream audience, because if you dare to dream and you have inherited patterns complicating things, it's going to be hard to create that dream. So you're going to want to stay there because you're going to want to hear Miss Lisa on Dare to Dream. Well, I have a gentle reminder for you today, and the reminder is really about self-realization and awakening. Let's see how big we can get, how expanded, and how infinite. Way woo wee. This is true. Okay, I was at a networking event. I went to have coffee with somebody who practices Buddhism, and we're having coffee. He said this quote, and I'm like, okay, could we write this one down? Because it is profound. So way woo way, maybe is how you say the name. And the quote is this: why are you unhappy? Because 99.9% of everything you think and of everything you do is for yourself, and there isn't one. Profound, right? So here's the deal about where we are now and what's possible instead. You, I know, can create reverberation of awakening from your consciousness throughout the universe. As one, we have that capability. And this wave of awakening that I'm talking about is your recognition that your core existence is the same as the core existence of everything. So, wow, the universe totally agrees with that one. When you wake up to your universal status, you are sending a wake-up, just like we just got a wake-up call to every sleepy being in the entire cosmos. And unlike a wave traveling outward, like a dropped pebble in a pond, yes, this wave of self-realization reaches the entire universe, bam, instantaneously. So when pure awareness touches the depth of its own being, it knows in a flash its own universality. So I offer to you a mantra thought for today you can practice throughout the day, which is, I am the universe. Here's a quote for you, Bhagavad Gita, who said, He who experiences the unity of life sees his own self in all beings and all beings in his own self. Again, your mantra, I am the universe. When we come back, Lisa Thomas is here to talk about how to get unstuck, how to stop blocking your success because you want to live in focus, clarity, and worthiness and be seen as an expert in your field. And just a 411, she's going to be taking listener calls should you choose to call in. Toll free, 888-627-6008. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question, and it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity which, when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head. that when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I have Lisa Thomas here, transformational energy healer. She works with people, talented, all walks of life, and empowers them to their full potential. How does she do this? She removes inherited emotional blocks, things like fear of success, fear of failure, anxiety, procrastination, excess weight, fear of public speaking, false money beliefs, relationship drama, and business stagnation, because she says everyone deserves to be seen, heard, known for who they are. And Lisa's expertise is about removing negative energy and inherited patterns. So she instead will help people to empower themselves so they can access their gifts, their talents, and give their ideas out into the world confidently in alignment with their soul's purpose. Just a few things, little things she delivers. And you can find out more about her at lisathomasenergyhealing.com. Lisa, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Oh, thank you. What a beautiful introduction.
I really appreciate that. So tell me, how you mentioned that that was a perfect segue. How does this tie in to what you present, who you be, and how you help?
When we say, I am the universe, I believe we are acknowledging ourselves on a soul level, and we all come to earth with a purpose. And that is about empowering our purpose. And when we are bogged down and stuck or plateaued in our life, it prevents us from being everything we came to earth to be.
Awesome. Well, we have callers on the line, so I'm going to get us into who you are and segue there so people have a sense before they even call in. When there's a success issue, love, career, relationship, weight, money, whatever, connected to unseen and unknown patterns coursing through our blood and handed down. Lisa, how does that work? How the heck does that work?
That's a great question. We inherit patterns from our lineage, mom and dad. Now, we get many wonderful gifts and talents from our parents and their parents. But unfortunately, we also inherit the trauma energy, phobias, and the fear of success. Let's just use that one. We can literally have a fear of success for multiple reasons. And it can be a belief system. It can be we don't feel safe being successful. I mean, it's numerous reasons. And so we'll hold ourselves back, or we'll self-sabotage, or we will spend all of our money and have to rebuild our empire just to prove that we are worthy of having that financial success.
Interesting. So to us, we have every good intention, every deep desire to create. And yes, yet there's like a drumbeat somewhere inside of us we can't quite access that's creating something aberrant on the outside, not what we prefer. And this is connected to our lineage, our ancestry.
Yes, at a root cause, at the deepest level. Yes.
How was this work given to you as a service to help us heal?
I was born with gifts of the spirit that I did not know how to use or make applicable in my life. So many years, they were a burden for me. But then as a hobby, I started studying a lot of different healing modalities because I was curious about them. And one thing led to another where I realized that my gifts of being clairvoyant are really an asset in helping heal bloodlines. And so I was able to access the energy of someone's body, ask the subconscious questions, because I will always trust the subconscious. And I do this through kinesiology, muscle testing. Mm-hmm. And then when you release this stuck energy, it empowers the soul so that you can see out more clearly and other people can see you for who you are. So I like to use, Debbie, the analogy of Charlie Brown and the character in Charlie Brown named Pigpen. And Pigpen has the dust cloud all over him, and he's just adorable, and he has this heart of gold, just like 99.5% of everyone in the world does. But when we're covered in these inherited emotions and false beliefs about ourselves and how we interpret the world, we're not really able to see things clearly, nor can people see us clearly. So by pulling these out, it changes everything.
Oh my goodness. So I love this so much. And I'm thinking about, I'm hearkening back to the idea of we are all one. Mm-hmm. So if nature is perfect, and who couldn't agree that it is, when you think about Mother Earth, one of the most magnificent creations, is totally perfect, then how could we also not be? Each of us, our thumbprint, blueprint, DNA, soul's purpose, totally perfect. So if something else is being created out here, some other pattern, mm-hmm. then yes, indeed, I can understand what you're saying. Something is off and it may not belong to us.
Exactly.
Wow.
And, mm-hmm. and we can consciously know that we have a pattern of procrastinating. We can consciously know why we are, without knowing what we have inherited, but we know we're stuck. But just because we know something doesn't mean we're able to get past it, or we have to work really, really hard to overcome something that really doesn't have to be difficult. And that's also a mindset. We have a belief that we have to work really, really hard to make money. But the universe is in flow. It's not supposed to be difficult. Yes, we have challenges, but I'm not talking about life challenges, just the normal flow of life. I'm talking about the complication within us.
Hmm. Yeah, suffering is optional.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So let's bring on our first caller. And I just want to go over this for any listeners calling in. Lisa's going to take a question or do a live clearing for you. Mm-hmm. And she prefers that it's around where you feel stuck, or yes. business, or love, or relationship blocks, or money. Please, no physical pain or illness. Leave that aside, but bring in the others, and she can help you identify why you're experiencing complications and help release it. So we've got Kim on line one. Kim, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Hi.
Great to have you. Hi.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm so excited to be here.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Lisa. Should I just go ahead and tell you what's going on?
Yeah. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. So for me, I feel it's a combination of money and business where mm-hmm. I feel stuck. So basically there's not much flow of the money or clients. And okay. I'm also very aware that my family, I hesitate in saying this because I've been working on releasing this story, but I've also been very aware okay. of how my family doesn't support me in moving in the direction of my dreams and wanting to fulfill what I feel is my life purpose and how I serve people. So,
okay. So first of all, tell me what you do or what you want to do.
So I'm currently a personal empowerment coach, and I help people develop more confidence in both their personal and their professional life. And I also host a show myself, where I speak to people about moving forward and embracing a positive outlook. And so those are two of the things that I do. And I do my best to reach a larger audience and really inspire and help people feel supported and, mm-hmm. okay. and move forward in their life.
And so is the pattern of being held back by your parents, a belief that they want you to have a 401k and they want you to have a 9-to-5 job that's steady and brings in steady income?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Yeah. And they're judged, but you have to take into account that that's how they did life. That's how their parents did life. And so it makes sense. Who else do you share your dreams with besides mom and dad? Are they married? Are they still married to each other?
No, my dad's deceased, and
yeah.
So there's my mom. My mom is actually somewhat supportive, but I've got a number of other relatives who are not, and that has become uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. Okay, are you married or single?
I'm single. I'm divorced.
Okay. So what I feel is a root cause for you is you don't feel supported in your life. So you don't feel supported, and it's an emotion of being unsupported, by the way. All right. So do I have permission to access your energy field?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's what I needed. And for anyone that's listening, if you just answer out loud to yourself, yes, then either live or when this replay goes out, unsupported will release from you too, depending on where it is and how it shows up in your life. For Kim, it's pretty much everywhere. Okay. Yeah. You feel unsupported in relationships. You feel unsupported around money. You have a belief that money won't last. So let's just clear unsupported. Now, this is inherited on your father's side. What did your father do for a living?
He was in the U.S. military for his whole career.
Yeah. And did he go far up in his ranking?
He did. I forget what he retired as.
It's okay. I feel that. But he also, okay, had to work really hard for that. And he was overlooked a couple of times. Okay. It was hard. He lived I'm honed in early in his career. All right. So let's just release this belief that you have to stay in one profession to be successful, releasing unsupported from the DNA and the tissues and the fibers of your and the tapestry of your body, Kim, releasing it on a cellular level. Releasing unsupported, present tense in your life, when you're not, or you're looking for support, one, in the wrong places, okay? So you may even need a team in your life of people that are more supportive. So you need to hire, people that are, it may be even more zealous than you are, more of a workaholic than you are, okay? That believe in what you do. Not just say that they can do it, but they believe in what you do. All right. And not attract people that need your mindset coaching. Those are not good for your team. These are people that already have a positive outlook and they're really good at what they do. They're brilliant in one area is what you need, the area you need, right? So not somebody that says they can do everything.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Releasing unsupported in love and family life, and releasing the pattern of sharing your bright ideas with family. Because there's a bit of guilt that I'm picking up, that the guilt of being more successful than your family, the guilt of doing it differently, the guilt of changing the family dynamics, the guilt and like the Lone Ranger here. There's an old fashioned terminology, but that's how you feel. And that's really difficult because you're constantly breaking through these new paradigms. It's exhausting is how I feel it for you. Releasing this. Yes. Yeah. Now. Okay. That shifted. Unsupported shifted. Okay. So replacing this to only attract positive, productive, supportive people, and to only attract, by the way, relationships that are high vibrational, so see the value in who you are. They either coach with you or even people that come on your show that impact the world in a bigger way, just like you're going to do. You will impact the world in a bigger way through the work you're doing. So releasing the attachments now, Kim, lastly, to the opinions and judgments of other people because they're not serving you. So just releasing these energetic attachments on all levels and dimensions. And destroying your belief, I know it's bad English, but destroying your belief that you have to stay safe within the family dynamics. And what I mean by that is you don't have to write them off by any means. You don't have to turn into some warrior, unrelatable woman here, okay? Just don't ask for their permission, okay? You're just doing it. That's all. There we go. That shifted really well. Okay, any questions? About that.
Is there anything in particular that, well, you just gave me a bunch of stuff. I guess, are there any other behaviors that I need to start to do regularly to really implement this into my life?
Yeah, you need a powerful I am statement. Okay, so I'm going to give you mine, and it will work for you. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
I am fully supported in my business.
Okay.
It's a long one, but you're going to get it down, okay? So I am fully supported in my business, personal, spiritual, and financial abundance. I'll say it again. I am fully supported in my business, personal, spiritual, and financial abundance. And so it is, Kim. You will be.
Thank you so, so much, Lisa. And I felt that shift when you released the unsupported part. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks. That's so great. I was going to actually ask how she felt. So I know energetically I could feel it here. I always, when someone's a real deal like you are, my energy gets very puddled. My atoms just expand, right? It almost feels like I'm liquid puddle. So I'm there right now. And super beautiful. We're going to take a break soon. And when we come back, we'll take another caller. I just want to ask, on the heels of that clearing for being unsupported and then coming through to the other side of being fully supported, people out there listening, good intention people, and they really would love these promises of focus, clarity, worthiness, and they want to function successfully. They want to be the expert in their field. How can we uncover what's holding us back? Is there any way we can do something around this, or does it necessitate someone like you as a liaison to get us there?
I actually have a lead magnet that teaches you how to do it. Ah. My website is being updated. I'm not positive it's still on there, but yes, I can get that for your audience. Now, when it comes to deep issues, every healer needs a healer, and every person is their own healer. But at some point, you really want to access somebody else that can go deeper for you, because our subconscious is there to protect us. So at some point, it does stop our own ability to go deep.
And I would love to know, what makes you different as an energy healer from anybody else who might be out there?
I think all energy workers are brilliant. I think they all have a gift for helping someone else, and they are fulfilling a purpose in their life and to help others. That is a really good question. Because I am very aware of people's guardian angels. I am very aware. I see, I hear, and I kind of hesitate putting that out there because I don't do readings. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not what I do, but I have this gift, and it allows me to see a whole entire picture of someone's life. I see them on a soul level. So I'm able to see what their possibilities are in transforming. So change isn't fearful. Change happens easily. It's a beautiful process.
Change isn't fearful. It happens beautifully. Yeah. With that, we're going to head to break. And I just want to remind anybody who wanted to write that down and wanted to adopt this as well, the affirmation that Lisa gave to Kim is, I am fully supported in my business, personal, spiritual, and financial abundance. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can get a free report on how to get publicity, how to become the go-to expert, and be interviewed on media now. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your free report. It's DachInger.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, host of the syndicated award-winning radio and podcast show, Dare to Dream. Do you have a dream inside of you? Dare to Dream is all about making people successful in a changing world. And the mantra is dare to create your dreams into your reality. In fact, dare to live bigger than what seems possible, because you can. We're live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time on BBS Radio. You can also listen on iTunes, Player FM, iVoox, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. As Justin Shank, our subscriber, wrote, an absolute rock star host who gets great conversation from her guests, motivation, inspiration, and insightful advice in this Do Not Miss Dare to Dream podcast. We look forward to connecting with you live every Wednesday. Dare to Dream. Hi, Debbie Dashinger here from Dare to Dream podcast, award-winning, and heard live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. To be a featured author in this compilation, go to debbid.net/anthology. Seeking men and women to become a published best-selling author this year. Apply at debbid.net. The unique offer includes writing a chapter or being interviewed and having your interview transcribed. The book will be launched to international bestseller. The authors will be interviewed on 3 podcasts, global press release, book video trailer, authors featured in published magazine, transcription, editing, book interior, and cover professionally done. You can write about health, business, spirituality, relationships, and more. Go to debbid.net/anthology. These applications will go fast. You can be a published author this year. Register at debbid.net/anthology.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream radio and podcast, and I'm interviewing Lisa Thomas. You can find her at lisathomasenergyhealing.com. So we were having an amazing conversation during the break, and staying on track with this one, I want to bring in the next listener, and here's why I loved in the last segment when Lisa said that whomever calls in, when she asks the question, can I come into your field? And we all say yes in our own space, we all receive the gift of the healing. That's profound. So I love that other people are calling in and we'll all receive too. So we've got Amy on line 2. And Amy, I know it's your birthday. So happy birthday. And thank you for calling in on your birthday. Welcome to Dare to Dream.
Hi, Debbie and Lisa. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Thank you so much. It feels right to be on a line with you guys right now.
Great to have you, birthday girl.
Hey, before you start talking, I know this beautiful voice. Is this the Amy, my Amy? I want to say my Amy.
Yes, it is. I know you, and I love and appreciate you so much.
Well, the feeling is mutual. Thank you for calling in, Amy. Especially on your birthday. I'm so honored.
Well, so I feel like with me, I feel like everything that the first caller just said was amazing. And then even what Debbie was talking about in the very beginning about, you know, daring herself to live out loud, I feel like I've been doing that, but I feel like I keep bumping up against myself in all areas of my life, you know, like in money, in business, in relationships. And I don't know if I keep self-sabotaging myself for an unconscious reason, because I really feel like I'm trying and I'm doing the work. And, it, you know, I hear lately I've been hearing I don't value myself and my unworthiness. And so that feels true. And so I'm just not sure, you know, where that comes from or how to get past it.
Yeah. So where do you want to be? I want to hear, like, give me a vision. If there was a possibility of Amy doing dot, 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 what would it be?
I mean, being called onto the stage. So it's funny that, mm-hmm. you know, that's the work Debbie's doing. I'm being called to the stage, and I feel like I feel like, yes, I can do that. And I have such a gift to give. And I get confirmation that that's a good place for me. And then I'm paralyzed by it as well. So I think it feels like this fear. So I feel like I'd like to be feeling confident and successful and feeling the rewards of my gifts and talents, sharing and speaking and through podcasting, having a show, and feeling the rewards from that mm-hmm. as I put myself out there in a bigger way. So okay. Success. I'd like to feel the success of me stepping into myself in a bigger way, because I don't feel the success of it right now.
Yeah, I feel like you've worked really, really hard. So let me just access. I'm going to do the same thing. Do I have permission to test you to access your energy field? Okay. And the same for everyone. Say yes. There we go. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is just muscle testing your body. Okay. And kind of think of it like the collective energy of the station, so to speak, of the energy of the group. But for you, Amy, what's coming up is that it's like a feeling of being unheard. Mm. So even, and I happen to know you have a podcast, right? So mm-hmm. even though you have this podcast and you interview brilliant people and you have these brilliant gifts to empower other people, your message is not being heard. And so there's a bit of discouragement going on there, okay? And kind of like, why try? So you get really excited about something, and you have belief in yourself. That isn't the issue. But it's more like, why bother? Because it's not received. People don't see me for who I am. They don't hear my message and resonate.
Yeah. I have that feeling of, who cares? Why should I do it? Why right. bother? That's right. right on. Yeah.
Let's clear it. Is it on your mother? This is on your father's side. So Kim was on her dad, and this is on your dad's side also. Okay? Mm-hmm. So releasing inherited patterns of being unheard, a belief system of being unheard, releasing the false belief that your message is not heard. So we got to clear that, because there's a part of your energy that just holds your words back, maybe because of the fear of being rejected. So this is a little complicated. Okay, it's a little interwoven. Releasing unheard, where you are misunderstood, or the fear of being misunderstood, releasing this from your throat chakra. I feel it really heavy in your throat chakra. Let's pull that out. And releasing misunderstood from the heart space. So your heart has been broken. Let's pull that pattern out. Releasing unheard, where it's blocking your energy, your gifts and your talents from getting out into the world to be seen, known, and heard. Releasing unheard as a what, like, why try, why bother attitude. So think of that like, why bother, why try, like a big neon sign going across your forehead. What I want you to do, and everyone, is to reach up, hold that, like with your right or left hand, grab hold of that sentence, those words, and throw it back over the back of your head, right? So pick it up, throw it off, releasing from the conscious and the subconscious pattern or mind, the belief of why bother, why try, because I'm never heard for who I am. There we go, a nice shift just happened. Releasing unheard from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body. And I want to say, say here, so I'm picking up on Amy's lineage, that there's many religious ancestors and they have a strong belief. So I'm going to use some verbiage here to honor them. So releasing this inherited pattern with the love and intention of the universe, which is perfect for Debbie's whole beginning segue. Releasing the pattern of not being listened to, and also the feeling of not being respected, and the feeling, now this is deep, Amy, the feeling of being unimportant. Yeah, I know. Releasing unimportant from your stomach, from your heart, your entire belief system, from the cells and the space in between. Releasing unimportant as an identity of who you are in a relationship. Yeah, let's clear that out of past relationships. Unimportant in your work, unimportant in the world, unimportant in going out in a bigger way. And why would somebody pay you? See, is a thought that goes on in your subconscious to come speak to their audience. Because you feel like there isn't enough, you don't have enough to offer. There hasn't been enough success. So let's just clear that belief too. Releasing the belief that you must be mega successful before someone will believe you. Not true. What has to happen is that you have lingo and verbiage coming from your heart space, your very heart center, that's going to resonate with the audience. So it's about speaking to your tribe, those people in the audience that are going to resonate with your message. That's the key. So let's back it up a little bit further. The key is that you don't say yes to anybody that asks you to speak. You find out who the audience is and what the message is that they want you to deliver. Either it will be a fit or it won't. That's really how I feel around it, Amy. It's not going to be black. It will be black and white for you. So just because you could speak to any group doesn't mean it serves your highest good. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, that was unheard, really shifted nicely. You noticed how it went in different directions, but let's replace this. Okay? Replacing this with value, with clarity, and to own your voice. To be accepted, there you go, and to accept yourself. So replacing this, that you might feel empowered and have inner peace in being a speaker. It is in your divine right to speak your truth to the one and to the many, present tense and in the future. Beautiful. All right. How are you feeling?
Wow. Like, I got so emotional during that, but right now you just felt, I felt like it just whoosh, like grounded me. I feel good.
Good. Fabulous. Okay. Yeah.
So, wow.
I feel like the statement, you know, the affirmation, I am fully supported, is going to be very powerful for you also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else, birthday girl?
I feel like that probably covers a lot of things that sort of show up in that. So I think I'm good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Amy. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Debbie.
That's so interesting. I'm so grateful that Amy said she got emotional because, I mean, of course, I'm an empath, clairsentient, and I forget sometimes. And I was sitting here really going through this as well as you were doing the healing and the clearings. And at one point I thought, oh my God, I want to cry. And I thought, what is this? But, you know, maybe I was really feeling Amy.
You were feeling Amy, Debbie, but you were really tapped into your own feelings of being unheard in your life and the twist. And I did feel a release from you. So I think it was a little bit of both for you.
It was me and Sister Amy there all at once. Yay, mm-hmm. How powerful is that? You know what I love about this? I love the healing portion. Mm-hmm. I also love the lineage portion, the both of them married together. Very powerful. Mm-hmm. And I have a question listening to you. I have so many friends who are gifted in the healing arts. So as I'm listening to you, it feels like there's some theta in there. It feels like there's body emotion code in there. And it feels like your own blend in the soup of this clearing the blood lineage triage. Did I get that right?
You are spot on. Mm-hmm. And I love that you were able to pick all that up.
What a good recipe. I like this cake we're
Thank
making.
You. Thank you.
It's very powerful. Your own take in this beautiful blend of some such powerful modalities. Feeling it. So we're going to take a break, folks. And when we come back in the final segment, Lisa asked me if I wanted a healing. She already cued into something, which of course would have been the very thing I would have asked about anyway. So we will go there. And if you would like a healing on the tails, on my own coattails, you're welcome, because I'm going to pull back the curtain. Subscribe to Dare to Dream. I'm on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, TuneIn, all sorts of places. You can leave a review. Please do. 5 stars. It counts. We will be back very soon. Stay right there.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hi, it's Debbie from the award-winning Dare to Dream radio and podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Author spots are available to be featured in this book. Just go to debbied.net/anthology. That's debbied.net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution, and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here anthology is seeking men and women authors. First-time writers or seasoned authors can apply. Go to debbied.net/anthology. Become a published best-selling author this year. debbied.net/anthology. Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. You're invited to receive a visibility strategy session to move your business forward. The session is going to help you get clear on what's holding you back, uncover how to better reach your clients. Send your interest application to this email, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. If you feel like Moses, wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a 45-minute call with a visibility media expert. Ready to get clear? Ready to get direction for books, web presence, bestsellers, media, and interviews? Book your visibility strategy session today. Email daretodreamradio@gmail.com and put the words visibility strategy session in the subject. Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. I've got Lisa Thomas here. And Lisa, thank you for the kindness and the offer to work with me. So here's the dealio. I'll tell you what's up for me.
Okay.
You know, so yes, this is also about being seen, but in a different way. You know, mm-hmm. I do speak on stage. I've been an actress and a singer. I've done a lot of stuff in front of the camera, the mic, the writing the books, whatever. But I have this really interesting thing. And by the way, it's just as I've gotten older that the opportunities come and everything's there. But I have this weird thing, like, I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to. And I don't know what that is. Someone said, is it nerves? Is it doubt? I'm like, no, totally not. But there's this weird, like, resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Know that's where I'm meant to be. Know that's why my soul was created. I know I'm meant to be in front of cameras, stages, and microphones. And yet, dot, dot, dot.
All right. So would you like that release? Would you like it cleared?
I would love that clear.
All right. All right. Because I don't think it's serving you. So.
No.
All right. So do I have permission to connect with you?
Yes, you do.
All right. Perfect. This is interesting, Debbie. I'm picking up like many different things. And just don't get overwhelmed in the many. But let's start with the biggest one. It's a burden. So the feeling that I have is, going bigger than what you've already accomplished is a burden for you. For whatever reason, let's just figure it out, okay? But I also feel like I feel a little bit of being unappreciated. So what would it look like? Maybe in your earlier years, you did a lot of things for free and you didn't get the gratitude and the appreciation for the amount of work you put into something. So think of it as this is years that it became this way.
Mm.
You know, we don't put weight on our bodies overnight, and it doesn't go away overnight either. So this is just years of accumulation of things, and it has escalated to where now you are primed to go bigger, and it's a burden to you.
Mm.
So no wonder you're shut down, or I wouldn't say you're shut down, but you lack some motivation for sure. Okay. So how about we clear it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Burdened. Is it an inherited? Yeah. So who did you get this from? I already know, but I want to ask you, who do you believe you inherited this burden from?
Well, I just go with what I hear, and I heard Father.
You did. Right. And I wanted you to say that because, wow, three times, three people, three fathers. Now, it doesn't always work that way. So, but since I do that, what I do all day long, I get excited about patterns.
Mm.
So let's release it. And by the way, this goes back 5 generations for you.
Mm.
Okay. Releasing the inherited pattern of being burdened in success. Releasing the belief that success means you must be burdened and weighed down. It also feels like an oppression energy.
Mm-hmm.
So releasing from the lineage, oppression. Where going bigger means more work, going bigger means less time. Just the story, the belief that going bigger means you have less time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick and choose. You are good at picking and choosing. And I actually feel like maybe it comes and goes, but you have the ability to be good with self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So releasing the burden energy from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body, going back from your father, going back 5 generations, back to the originator. Do you have children?
I do not. Puppy only.
Okay. Puppy only works. So, yep, there we go. Now, releasing burden in going out into the world in a more powerful, impactful, that's your word there, releasing the fear of having impact, because you equate that to being vulnerable. There's a fear going on here. So releasing the fear of having impact in other people's life, and yet you are so impactful. It's interesting that would show up. Releasing burden energy wherever you are overwhelmed in success, overwhelmed in more success, overwhelmed in the responsibility of success, overwhelmed with the responsibility of a team, a bigger team. There you go. That's a takeaway for you. One more thing. Yeah. Team energy there. Releasing also wherever you right now, present tense, are living in it with a subconscious fear. And there's also the fear of taking on too much and the guilt of wanting more. So that's a dichotomy, right? You want to help and impact more people, but there's a little bit of guilt of why can't you just be fine with what you have, which is what you're playing in right now. That's where this burden energy is. It's Debbie, you're doing great with what you have. Why do you want to complicate things?
Mm.
It's shifting. So releasing this, though, from the central nervous system, releasing it, and you've got, releasing it from the bladder meridian. I know I said I didn't want it. do physical, but I feel it's like trapped in the meridian of the bladder there, which is preventing you, see, from putting forth the energy to do more. Like you're just being held back a little bit. And then we have something going on in your belief system too. And I think this is around more of the, you know, undervalued, underappreciated feeling. Zero to five. Hold on. It trapped in an age time period, okay? 19 years old. What are you doing at 19 years old? 18, 19, or 20?
I'm at USC. I'm a dramatic performing arts theater major.
Okay. Did you feel like your performance was undervalued at any time?
Only in the beginning. Yeah. It took a bit for people to see me, but once they saw me, fantastic.
But at that time, your subconscious trapped this emotion, this pattern of feeling unappreciated, undervalued, in going bigger. See, you were at the beginning of a stage where you were going bigger, right? Mm-hmm. Well, where are you now? Look at this. Look at how they play. This plays into where you are now. But it's the beginning of a new adventure, going to another level. You are plateaued right now. So clearing this fear, clearing the feeling of being unappreciated or undervalued, not seen for who you really are, clearing that from 18, 19, and 20 years of age, releasing it wherever there is a subconscious fear of being taken for granted. Maybe feeling unappreciated, that's old stuff. That unappreciated is old. You have great people in your life now. Go ahead.
I would agree. I really would. Thank you. And I just know, because we're in the last 30 seconds, if we can tie this up, God knows I'd like to keep going. But just for the station's sake, can we tie this up? And then I want you to let people know where they can connect and get that free gift for clearing.
Let me empower your soul and those listening to embrace success. It is in your divine right to be successful on a bigger level. You are fearless, you are brave, and you will use your intuitive empath gifts to empower other people in all that you say and do, Debbie. And so it is.
So it is. So mote it be. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where can people get your amazing gift, my dear?
Well, I have a free money clearing, okay, if anyone has some money blocks. It's up in the top left-hand side of my website. It says free download. And then I will figure out a way to get the link to how to release your own inherited patterns.
All right. Post it. I promise to post it. Lisa, I loved this. I'm going to have you back. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For sharing your gifts today.
Thank you. I've loved every minute of it also.
What a good show. I end today's show with this quote from Sai Baba: love one another and help others to rise to the higher levels simply by pouring out love. Love is infectious and the greatest healing energy. Next week, Stephen Jeff Jones, Family Recovery Kids. We're going to be talking about addiction. He's somebody who's been featured in Psychology Today. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Remember, dream big and dare to create them.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want.